Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. I have been blessed with some amazing guests this week. I've had Monday and Tuesday, I had Andy Townsend, got to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. How amazing was that? Wednesday, I had Premier League winner Tim Sherwood. Yesterday, Teddy Sheringham won the treble. And of course, on today's show, we've got Jason Cundy. Anyway, we begin with Gareth Southgate's England beating Roberto Mancini's Italy in the Euro 2024 qualifiers. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
Harry Kane, history maker and record breaker. His place in the pantheon of England greats long assured, but he's now the most prolific of the lot. From Bloomer to Finney to Charlton and Greaves and back again to Rooney. And Kane, England's number nine, is now England's number one.
You know, a really special night for me personally. I think a really special night for the team. The first time England have won in Italy for a long, long time. So to be a part of that's amazing. But I just want to say a big thanks to all my teammates, the staff, the fans, my family back home, my wife. Yeah, just a really special night for me, a night I'll never forget. And overall, just really proud.
Firstly, the players gave him a fantastic ovation. They recognise not only the history and what an achievement, but also the recent history and the nerve to take the penalty as he did and finish it that way. So there was something fitting about that, without a doubt. And I have to say, I thought tonight his all-round performance was outstanding. He really led the line. He dominated the centre-backs, and that really set the tone for the game.
What can you say about Harry Kane? He scored 79 seconds into his England debut, came on as a sub for Wayne Rooney, ironically enough, heading in at the far post against Lithuania. And here we are, all these years on, 8 years on, and it is King Kane, absolute goal machine, 54 goals, England's all-time leading scorer.
On now to the England legend, Stuart Psycho Pearce.
His level of professionalism is fantastic. I think he leads the line brilliantly. I think he's a great ambassador off the pitch as well for England. I really do. So, and all of those commodities you have to have if you're going to be the England captain. And his goals record is what goes beyond him. How many caps he'll end up with, how many goals he'll end up with, is probably down to him. And probably his biggest frustration when he stops his career with England is they rested him for a lot of friendlies. You know, and that would frustrate a goal scorer.
And here's the reaction on the Sports Bar with Cundy and O'Hara.
But let's go to Sean, who's an Arsenal fan. All right, Sean.
Seanie.
How's it going? How's it going, boys? All right?
Yeah, good, Sean.
It is a good achievement. But as an Arsenal fan, as you know, when Harry Kane's on the team sheet, I'm sitting at the edge of my seat thinking he's going to score. But I don't put him in the world-class bracket. A striker's go, if I'm honest with you.
What?
I see him as a bit of a bottler, if I'm being completely honest. And I'll tell you why. Here's why. Whenever the big Kane's come, he bottles it. He bottles it for Tottenham. He bottles it for England. The goals he scored for England, he scored something like 15 in friendlies against pub teams like San Marino, who the players on the pitch were probably pouring you a pint on the beach the next day. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That Alan Shearer would score as many goals as Harry Kane would now in this day and age. That Italian team tonight would lose 7-0 against the Italian team 10 years ago.
I was really impressed with the way that we started, actually. Dominated the ball, dominated the tempo, all over the pitch. I thought that we looked the better side. Eventually, when the goal came, it wasn't a surprise.
Kane with the initial effort, and it broke back down on the edge of the box. Declan Rice was in there.
You know, we go in at half-time 2-0, but 2-0, it's one of those scorelines, Jay. Honestly, it lulls you into that false sense of security, but it just takes one goal.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're back in the game. That's exactly what happened. They were terrible first half. I was really disappointed in what I saw from them. They had to be different. They're at home. That's the first defeat in 41 games in European qualifiers. I mean, look, we hung on. It was hanging on, but it's a win away, Italy.
Look, it's a fantastic win. Don't take anything away from it. And credit to Southgate. He deserves the win. I don't want to, you know, coat him too much. But I think he got it wrong in the second half, Jace. You know, he makes decisions. He's so reactive to things that happen on the pitch instead of seeing it before it happens and being proactive and seeing that, right, I need to make this change. I need to see that. You know, I was looking at Calvin Phillips. And look, Calvin Phillips has played 56 minutes. His legs were gone.
He did look, I have to
His
say.
His legs were gone.
He looked very leggy.
But your manager's got to see that. The coaching staff have got to see that and go, you know what? I've got to make a change here. I think we got away with it in the end.
So Foden has been on the field for, well, it feels like a matter of seconds since he replaced Grealish, and he's straight back off again. And Kieran Trippier will come on. A defensive-minded change, but England have to replace the now absent Shaw with a fullback, and Foden is the fall guy.
Phil Foden comes on, then comes off when Shaw gets the red card. Kind of understand that, but Phil Foden, you know, he's got to accept that and take that well. That's not easy for a professional footballer of his level of ability. That will be hard to take for, you know, the sub being subbed. It's a hard one to take. So there will be some scrutiny at the very least, maybe some criticism of Gareth Southgate's substitutions.
Yeah, potentially, but that will be coupled with the fact that he started Phillips, where a lot of people, including myself, said, not sure he's got enough fitness in him. Saw the game out for 90 minutes, you know, so that looked decent. I thought our midfield three dominated their midfield three in the first half. The biggest thing is we've come away to Italy in 1-2-1.
TalkSport breaking news.
Right, Bayern Munich have sacked Julian Nagelsmann, their coach. Thomas Tuchel has been installed as the Bayern Munich manager. Amidst all the talk of Thomas Tuchel potentially replacing Antonio Conte at Spurs, well, that's not going to happen. Tuchel's in at Bayern Munich. Bayern led but lost to Leverkusen at the weekend. Dortmund top in the Bundesliga, but Munich are still in the Champions League. So extraordinary events at Bayern Munich tonight. Nagelsmann sacked and Tuchel has taken over.
Annoyingly and unsurprisingly, the Usyk and Tyson Fury unification fight is now dead in the water. Deed like a parrot. The Gypsy King has since gone on a rant at the Ukrainian. Fight Disciples podcaster Nick Pete told TalkSport Breakfast that Fury is the one to blame for the talks collapsing.
You little 14-stone coward. And always know that you or anybody else like you could never tangle with the Gypsy King, you coward.
It wasn't too long ago when the Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury talks teased us in a very similar way and ultimately came to nothing. We had a date, we had parties saying everybody wanted it. We have social media back and forth and both fighters saying, you know, all the usual trash talk and everything else. And then ultimately, it's the accountants that can't get it over the line. They blame the two fighters. Really frustrating once more, because the difference here, of course, was that Usyk's not coming off a loss and neither is Fury. Yeah. These are the two guys at the very top of the tree. All four belts would have been on the line. The first time in history we would have had a unified champion of the four-belt area of the heavyweight division. And as Frank pointed out yesterday morning, the opportunity for that to come again isn't so easy, because there's four leading contenders in each of those belt divisions that will all now start banging a drum and wanting a shot at their respective governing bodies' belts. So it is really disappointing, but let's be honest, as I've just started the chat there, boys, if we're going to point a finger, who are we going to point to that right now? I'll tell you, we're going to point to that. The common denominator that brought down the AJ fight, that has brought down this fight. I'm sorry to say, I know he professes to be a fighting man and would fight for free, but this is all on Tyson Fury as far as I'm concerned.
On now to former Man United treble winner Teddy Sheringham, discussing the reason he and former teammate Andy, Andrew, no one really knows, Cole, didn't get on. Probably because he called him Andrew or Andy, the opposite of, anyway, you get the joke.
Probably about 10 years after we finished playing, I was in a nightclub with a couple of pals, and Andy was in the nightclub, and I saw him walking towards me, and I thought to myself, he looks a little bit stern there. This looks a bit naughty. And I could just looked over his shoulder, and his wife, Shirley, was in the background, and I could see her looking over and looking a little bit apprehensive. And I thought, oh, hello, this could turn a bit nasty. And I think, you know, I don't know whether he's going to, you know, try and put one on me or what. And he walked over and he said, Ted, look, let's let bygones be bygones, eh? And forget about what's happened and move on, and put his hand out. And I was like, wow. I did not expect that, Andy, but yeah, I'm happy to do that. Put my hand out, shook hands, and he walked away, and we've been okay ever since.
Now, would you Adam and Eve it? Former England keeper Ben Fozzie Foster has come out of retirement to join National League side Wrexham. The Welsh outfit are co-owned by actor Ryan Reynolds and Rob Rob. Anyway, here Fozzie revealed on my show, and it goes to his Drive Time, how he slid into Ryan Reynolds. Oh my... his DMs, that should read. That just sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Why Ryan Reynolds wanted to play Deadpool.
Jobless?
Jobless. I mean, elements of middle-aged panic.
He actually slid into my DMs today. So once the news had been announced, he slid into the DMs. So I'm buzzing. I've got Ryan Reynolds all in there. Wait, I ain't even replied to him yet, mate. I'll leave him hanging for a bit.
What did he say? Read it out to us, Ben. What did he say?
When he took over at Wrexham, I 100% slid into his DMs, and this was about 6 months ago, right?
Yeah.
So I slid into his DMs saying, mate, right, buzzing, I used to play for Wrexham. You probably don't know this, but if ever you're available for like a podcast, maybe I'd love to come. Like, you know what I mean? We can talk about it, blah, blah. Anyway, he's replied now with a, mate, sorry, I didn't reply. But he's put, I'll definitely do the podcast with you. Thank you for signing. Basically, along those lines, like, this is going to be massive for us. We need to get out of this league. We want to get up into the Football League. And that's about it, really. But really sincere as well. Like, it's nice, that, isn't it? And he's put his phone number on there.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Teddy Edward Sheringham, going on a rant about modern managers.
I look at the managers now. When I look back at Terry Venables, Sir Alex Ferguson, standing on the sideline coolly, and now I see all the managers jumping up and down the line and telling you to go here, telling you to go there, and I'm thinking, if I was playing now, if I had a manager screaming at me to run here, run there, go there, do this, do that, I'd be like, hold on a minute, you've just told me all week what you want me to do. Now you're trying to play the game for me now as well. I find it amusing how people like what they're seeing now. You've got all week to tell your players what to do. Now go and do it. I'm trusting you. This is why I've picked you. You're my best players. Go out there and show what I want. And if it's not right, you tell them at half time and you go out and try and be better the second half. And then you've got the whole next week to work on it. It drives me mad to see managers jumping up and down on the sideline. Jumping up and down on the sideline. jumping up and down the line.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back at Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today alongside the moon face of London town, Jason Victor Cundy, or the fun boy, as I like to call him. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.